You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Every listener matters, and we're here because of listeners like you. Thank you for all your support.
Cheese, please, yes, cheese, please, you're so fine.
You wanna listen all the time. Snuff, dude, and Gaffer, don't spin their hits. It's all cheesy music, they love it to bits. Well, Snuff, dude is the man in the band. Finding cheesy music is his only plan. Daffodil with sugar, but she's also spice. She might be saucy, but she can be pretty nice. All the cheesy music they can scrounge. You'll hear the favorites in the Limburger Lounge. Playing all that is wacky, warped, and weird. Googling cheesy music is not to be feared. Celebrity slip-ups, polka, and more. There's even the stuff on the cutting room floor. There's weird instrumentals, people singing flat. So you know why we want to play that. Tornado on the radio, it flies by quick. All this cheesy music is kind of sick.
Cheese, please. In color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome once again. It's another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
Yes, Daffodil. Bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird every week. Who named you Daffodil?
My mama and my dada.
Why was that?
Well, I'm not luckier than my sister. They named her Petunia.
No. They just had a hankering and a...
They were botanists and they like flowers.
Ah, that's it. I was going to say, they have a hankering for gardening? And no, botanists, that makes perfect sense.
They named my brother Stream.
Oh, what's that?
Like water.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There's a whole story that we're not going to get into right about now.
Absolutely.
Yes, on the show this week, we have a guy that, well... He was an early 1960s comic. We've played him before. We're going to play him again because he put out many albums as we profile for Swinging Livers Only by Alan Sherman. The early 1960s, they actually drank a lot back then.
They still drink a lot now, but not in this van.
No, definitely not. And on the celebrity slip-up, wow, I don't know what to say to this. This was a monkey back in the 1960s. He goes crazy on a record.
Surprise, surprise.
And he'll huff and puff and blow his house down or our van down. I don't know. But it's just, I don't know what to say. You got to hear it and we'll play it.
It's weird and wonderful and that's why.
Yes, but we're starting off with Klaus Wunderlich. And he's known for his medleys, but apparently we found an album that he doesn't do medleys on. He does
single songs.
Yes, the single songs. And the tunes made famous in the 1940s by Glenn Miller. So we'll have Pennsylvania 65,000 shortly, but we're starting off probably the biggest, most famous song of the 1940s, In the Mood, on...
Cheese, Please!
Thank you. bass is an important part of everybody's daily balanced musical diet.
It's a full fat, you get the full flavor. It's a good cheese.
Please, with Klaus Wunderlich and Pennsylvania 65,000. And before that, we had him doing In the Mood. In the Mood for a Little Cheese, perhaps. Just a bit.
Just a wee bit.
My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese, Please.
Bringing you wacky, warped, and weird music this week. And every week. Almost every week.
Every week.
For the next million odd years.
We try.
Yes. Will I live in a million years?
No.
Darn.
Sorry.
That's upsetting.
However, if I could live a million years, I might finish all the books in my to-be-read pile, but that's another story.
Oh, really?
Anyway, moving on.
Yes, we're going to look at the album that is titled For Swinging Livers Only, as put out by Alan Sherman, circa 1964. And you have some information about it.
Yes, it was actually the sixth and final studio album that Alan Sherman did for Warner Brothers Records in 64.
Oh, darn.
And the title is a play on two different albums. Frank Sinatra's album, Songs for Swinging Lovers.
Right.
And Jackie Gleason's mood music album, Music for Lovers Only.
Oh. So instead of lovers, we have livers.
Yes. So instead of swinging lovers, we have swinging livers.
I don't want to get that picture in my head. That doesn't sound very
appetizing. No. All right. So what are we playing?
Oh, that's my cue.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
I have to save another fact for a little bit later.
You got to tell me these things. I'm sorry. I'm totally clueless when I'm on the show. And coming up a little later on, we have Alan Sherman doing Pills. Maybe I could use a few. Shortly, Alan Sherman doing Pop Hates the Beatles, but we're starting off with Your mother's here to stay. Oh, no. On!
Cheese, please!
It's very clear. Your mother's here to stay. Not just a year, but ever and a day. She came to stay just for Mother's Day with the kids and you and me. And that was Mother's Day of 1953. If it appears that I've become a grouch, it's all these years of sleeping on the couch. I hear Gibraltar just tumbled, the Rockies just crumbled. I knew they'd go someday, but your mother's here to stay. If she'd go back, if she'd just say goodbye, I'd help her pack. And as she left, I'd cry. She just complains with her aches and pains, and her arteries are hard. How come she's out there playing leapfrog in the yard? Her evening snack would feed a herd of elk. Then she sits back and watches Lawrence Welk. I'm taking you and the cherubs, and just like the Arabs, we'll silently steal away and leave Mother here to stay.
Music that gets you in the mood to do absolutely nothing. Well, maybe throw up. Cheese, please.
My daughter needs a new phonograph. She wore out all the needles. Besides, I broke the old one in half. I hate the Beatles. She says they have a Liverpool beat. She says they used to play there. Four nice kids from off of the street. Why didn't they stay there? What is all the screaming about? Fainting and swooning. Sounds to me like their guitars could use a little tuning. The boys are from the British Empire. The British think they're keen. If that is what the British desire, God save the Queen. No daughter of mine can push me around. In my house, I'm the master. But when the Beatles came into town, gad, what a disaster. Little girls in sneakers and jeans destroyed the territory. 'Twas like some of the gorier scenes from West Side Story. Of course, my daughter had to go there. The tickets are cheap, she hollers. I was able to pick up a pair for $47. When the Beatles come on the stage, they scream and shriek and cheer them. Now I know why they're such a rage. It's impossible to hear them. Ringo is the one with the drum. The others all play with him. It shows you what a boy can become without a sense of rhythm. There's Beatle books and t-shirts and rings and one thing and another. To buy my daughter all of these things, I had to sell her brother. Back in 1776, we fought the British then, folks. Parents of America, it's time to do it again, folks. They come back, here's how we'll begin. We'll throw them in Boston Harbor. But please, before we toss them all in, let's take them to a barber.
Jeez, please. With Alan Sherman and Pop Hates the Beatles. I bet a lot of adults and parents hated the Beatles when they came out. 60 odd years ago.
So, dear listener, if you haven't figured it out, this is actually a pile of parodies.
Yes, yes.
Of very popular songs,
yes.
Or in this case, a kid's song.
Yes.
And I've heard that it probably was in Weird Al Yankovic's library.
Oh, really?
Because this is kind of what he grew up to do, a much better job at.
Yes.
Is parodying other people's songs.
But the thing is, Alan Sherman wrote some neat stuff.
Yes, that's the thing. It's really clever. Yeah. Alan Sherman's not that great a singer.
No.
But his turn of the word, super clever.
Is Weird Al Yankovic a great singer? No.
No, but again, great with the words.
Yes, and before Pop Hates the Beatles, we had Your Mother's Here to Stay.
Which was based on Our Love is Here to Stay.
And that whole mother-in-law thing. I remember on the Flintstones, he hated his mother-in-law.
Yes.
So, you know, it's some overtones are there. We're ending it off with another Alan Sherman song called Pills. On?
Cheese, please.
There are pills that make you happy. There are pills that make you blue. There are pills to kill your streptococci. There are pills to cure your cockeye too. There are folks whose pills have made them healthy. There are folks whose pills have cured their chills. But the folks whose pills have made them wealthy are the folks who make all those pills.
There are
Dexedrine in Milltown to pick you up or let you down.
Happy.
Or if you're suffering, swallow a bufferin.
Pills.
Vitamin C's a pill for folks who shiver.
Sad.
And there's a pill for Carter's little liver.
Pills.
And if you're sleeping in the hospital because you're ill,
pills.
Betcha the nurse will wake you up to take a sleeping pill. There are pills for young folks and for old folks. Each disease has got its remedy. But no pill can cure the common cold, folks. So if you sneeze, please don't sneeze on me. Gesundheit.
Keith Weeze with Alan Sherman and Pills. And 60-odd years later, it hasn't really changed, has it?
Nope.
That's the funny part. There's pills for everything except the common cold. I wish there could be. It would be so much easier in life.
Absolutely.
You don't sneeze on your coworkers or those people on the bus or the subway, and they just don't look at you with two heads and like you're giving them something bad, which is you probably are, but, you know, it's just that's my thought. I feel like I'm having a cold this week, Daffodil.
You just didn't take your vitamins this morning. It messes you up every time.
Oh, I should have. I'm sorry. I completely forgot, and then I came in here and in front of the console and that, and it's like, oh. I'm sorry, listeners. I'm sorry.
But that's okay. We're getting through it.
Yes, yes, yes. And for my lack of energy, You're about to be overwhelmed by a monkey. Right, Daffodil? Here we go.
And now it's time for the keys, please.
I don't know what to say to this. This is just
weird. Well, you know, really, Mickey Dolenz was the drummer.
Okay.
And a primary vocalist.
Right.
For a pop rock band called...
The Monkees.
And he was on the TV show. He's the last surviving member of the band.
As we sit here.
As we were recording today, because, you know, who knows what's going to happen in the future.
Yes.
He's interesting.
He's about to get more interesting. He takes the old, what is it, nursery rhyme or story? The Three Little Pigs.
It's not a nursery rhyme. It's a fable.
It's been a while since I've read one of those books, Daffodil. Give me some slack here.
True. You're not exactly young.
Yes. But he takes that and goes a little nuts. Huff, puff, on...
Cheese, please.
I wish we could find a better quality copy, but, you know, what can we do? That's Mickey Dolenz and Huff and Puff. And I can see the producer saying, Mickey, can you just, like, turn it up a little bit? It's not very believable. Just a little bit. Just a little bit, right? Right, right. Oh, that's good.
Actually, I have things to say about this.
Oh, tell me.
This is a song that was released before he became a monkey.
Oh, that was before a monkey.
It was with a group called The Obvious.
Oh, well, I guess it wasn't obvious to me, but wow, geez, it really is a celebrity slip-up.
They released it after he became big with the Monkees.
Ah, gotcha.
With just his name on it, like it was some kind of a new Mickey Dolenz song.
Whoa! Well, news...
But yeah, it's a silly but decent track with some manic vocals, and I agree with that statement.
Manic?
Yes, as in way over the top.
Well, yes, I know that, but I don't know. He could have turned it up a little, just a wee bit.
No, I think that was pretty much way over.
Oh, I say so, and we're almost way over. Look at the time. It's almost that time to go again.
We are slowly working our way.
Oh, hey, you know what, Daffodil?
What?
That Mickey Dolenz cut...
Woke you up.
Yeah, I'm getting up there now, too. What do you think?
I think now you've had too much caffeine.
No, I just drank a lot of pop.
Yes.
Or cola or whatever the heck you call it.
Yeah, which is full of caffeine.
Yeah. Now I'm... And that sort of was the trigger to get me up there.
It's probably a good thing, because when you stick your hand in that glove compartment, you want to keep all your fingers.
Ah, yes. So I'll stay in bay. Here we go. Oh. Wow.
Okay. All right. So what's in the box?
Oh, we have... Oh, boy. Is that polite to say?
I guess you're going to have to say it. It is the name of the song.
Gary Lee and Showdown with a track called Rednet Disco. Until
Very
next week, folks.
Interesting. Until next week, folks, have fun, stay cheesy, come back. We will definitely have shenanigans again.
Well, I was picking in a band at the Shoe Swap Inn just across the BC line. I'd been working there for about a year, and things were going fine. We played all the latest country songs, some oldies and some junk. And the crowd seemed to like everything we played, especially when they was drunk. Well, then about a month ago, the place was sold. The new owner called me aside. He said, "Gear, I'd like to keep you and the boys, but you're gonna have to change your style. I'm gonna turn this into a disco, so you better get a brand new beat. And if you don't think you can cut it, son, well, you can pack it on out in the street." Well, me and the boys agreed to try to get a new progressive sound. So we went out and started to scout all the disco groups around town. We hired a keyboard man and added strings and rehearsed for hours and hours. And our sound came out kind of like old KC's mixed with the Wildwood Flower. Now me and the boys are picking that redneck disco. Donna Summer and the Bee Gees step aside. We're shaking our cowboy booties to the redneck disco. I guess you could say that's our way of staying alive.
Staying alive.
Staying alive. Well, now that we found this brand new sound, there just ain't no turning back. We even wear tight pants and leather boots and silk scarves around our necks. I think we've started a brand new trend that's gonna change the music world. A little bit of boogie oogie woogie mixed with Willie and Waylon and Merle. Now me and the boys are picking that redneck disco. Donna Summer and the Bee Gees step aside. We're shaking our cowboy booties to the redneck disco. I guess you could say that's our way of staying alive.
Alive.
Staying alive.
Weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.chezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.
This is Bird Note. When wildlife conservationist Olya Weekly was a little kid, she noticed something incredible from